高山美景的山坡上，乍看之下没什么，但把画面拉近仔细瞧，就在山丘的左侧，似乎有个形状和人相似的透明不明物体。近一点看，更发现头部呈圆锥状，形似螳螂，双手有蹼的形状，推判身高大约250公分，而且眼神似乎往摄影者的方向看。
Simon Parks, welcome to be here today to share important information with us.
Thank you. I'm very pleased that you've invited me and I'm very happy to be here.
It is a pleasure. On your website, it is written that you are a lifelong experiencer of aliens, shadow people, elementals and UFOs. These include mantid beings, Draconis reptilian, feline, small and tall gray creatures, crystalline beings, and other creatures that can be identified. The first question I want to ask you, Simon, is about your soul, because I heard you in other interviews about the nature of your soul. Can you explain to us?
Certainly. Most souls, people are created with one soul, one element. And it doesn't matter whether you use the word God or Source or the Divine Creator. These souls are made by the creational force. But there are some people or off-world entities that have the technology to add or change to the soul. And so there are not just me, but there are a number of people who have had additions to the soul. So my soul is one third human, one third reptilian, one third mantid or mantis, depending on the pronunciation. So my soul is one complete entity, but it is divided into parts. So I wouldn't want people to think of like a steel bridge piece is being bolted on, but it is one complete soul, but there are different parts to it.
I heard that you are a member of the Illuminati bloodline. Can you describe exactly who they are and if they are what people think about them? A lot of people believe that Illuminati are evil people, in a sense, that trying to conquer the world.
When we talk about bloodlines, we're referring to something that is overtly reptilian. And throughout Earth's history, there have been people and organizations that have always held power, have always made decisions, and one family tends to always be in a top position. This is what we mean by an Illuminati bloodline, a family that can connect to a reptilian history, and it is twofold. The first is the physical body, the blood, but also, bloodline means the soul, because if your soul is, shall we say, from the Pleiades, a Palladian, you would not be in a reptilian type body. So both must match. So the physical body must have the appropriate history, and the soul in the body must have the history. There are good people in the Illuminati as well as bad people. If you go to your local bank, you will find good bank managers and bad bank managers. So we can't say everybody is good or everybody is bad. What we can say is that if you have an agenda that is negative to humanity, then you are bad. But if you believe that humans should be free, then you are good. That's the simple rule I use.
But is there a conspiracy, an Illuminati conspiracy, or it is just a myth?
There are some people within what you call the Illuminati, there are some people who wish to have everything for themselves. They don't see the point in sharing the planet with 8 billion or whatever the figure is, human people. They wish to have the trees and the grass to themselves. They don't want the view to be spoilt by seeing lots of what they call useless eaters, useless people. So there is a small percentage within the Illuminati who wish to see a reduction in the human population. That is not a conspiracy. That is a genuine desire by these people to reduce the population. But it is not the majority of the Illuminati. It is those who are in the satanic magical element.
So, David Icke was right when he said that Illuminati and reptilians are related.
Yes, he is 100% correct.
It would appear from the endless research that I've done and people I've talked to all over the world and all the rest of it put together, my own experiences sometimes, that what we're looking at are these hybrid bloodlines, because of the hybrid nature of the DNA, the software program, they have a vibrational sympathy with that which interbred with them. And this doesn't have to be physical interbreeding either, as I'll come to. And so these bloodlines can be, quote, possessed, their emotional, mental faculties taken over much more easily than the general run of the population does not have that hybrid DNA, thus that vibrational sympathy, compatibility between the two energy fields. Now, when we look at, say that's a major politician or something, when we look at him with our five-sense sight, we are going to decode that level of him that is operating with invisible light. So what do we see? We see a human. But behind him, just outside of that frequency range, we'd see something very different. And I've met endless people who've seen it, who do have that ability to move their visual frequency range further than the norm.
Since your childhood, you have been contacted by mantis and reptilian draconis beings. Can you explain the genesis of your story? What happened?
My soul is a soul that has had lots of experience with these creatures before it came into this body. That is why I am so calm when I talk about the topic. Many people burst into tears or scream or just cannot face it. And I do not blame them. It is about your experiences. I have a long history with these creatures. Therefore, they don't frighten me. And the other important element here, Pierre, is that they have not harmed me. If they hurt me, then I would be screaming and shouting like everybody else. But because they have done me no harm, then I don't fear them. So in my history on this planet, in this timeline, in my body, my first memory would be as a very young baby. And the first creature I would see would be a mantid or a mantis. And this creature actually picking me up out of my crib or cot. And I'm staring at it. I'm not frightened of it. But the feeling that goes through my mind is that this doesn't look like my mother, because I know that my mother has what we would call pink skin. And I know that my mother has four fingers and a thumb. This creature only has four fingers and no thumb. And it has a greenish coloured skin. So as a very young baby, that was my first experience in this lifetime of this creature. As I grew up, this creature visited me more and more. I also had what we call shadow beings come visit me. And then lots of experience with what researchers call the Draconis reptilian. These are the reptilian creatures that are white-skinned. So it's been a lot during my early years. Then it went a little bit quiet when I was in my 20s and 30s. But then it increased, and the creatures, I call them creatures because I can't think of anything else for them, are still with me now. They're not humans, they are creatures. So it's an ongoing experience. I will never be away from them because I am linked to them through history. If you have 10,000 years or 20,000 years experience with something, why would it go away? It won't. So this is the situation I'm in.
Is there a reason why these beings contacted you particularly? I imagine that you are not the only child on Earth that was contacted by them.
No, indeed. In fact, if the truth was known, there are many, many more people, but these people are frightened to tell the truth.
They brought me in front of an entity that I believe that most people aren't meant to see because of how horrifying they are and how oppressive they appear. But in certain circumstances, I feel that they need to bring people in front of this sort of higher authority being, which looks like a giant insect or a praying mantis. I was just absolutely terrified. Just had this piercing stare, just made me feel like dust sitting in the chair, just completely powerful. He had expressed to me this awesome displeasure that I was not going along with what they wanted to go along with. And the basic message was, just go along. I was obviously terrified of the experience. It was overwhelming, and for days after the experience I was just dumbfounded.
One of the things, the good things, has happened because of all my interviews on YouTube. It has given strength to other people to be brave and to come forward and say, look at Simon Parks. He has come forward and he's spoken his truth, and I can connect with that. And then these people don't feel so alone. They don't feel so scared and frightened because I have, in a way, opened a door that they are able to go through and to face their own fears, their own understanding. So in a small way, I've given some help. The question you've asked is, why me? And I'm not special. There's nothing special about me at all. The reason the creatures contact me is because of the nature of my soul. And that particular soul is known to them through many thousands of years. That soul is in this body, and so they come to me. If this soul was in your body, they would come to you. But it's in this physical body, and that is why they come to me.
What do you know about the nature of reality? Do we live in a multi-dimensional world? Where they stay? What on Earth?
I understand your question.
Yes.
The Earth is not multi-dimensional. The Earth is singly dimensional. We are in a third dimensional environment, but within the Earth are a number of places where a fourth dimensional environment has been created. And this is where the Draconis reptilians are based, within a protective habitat that sort of replicates their own world. But it's quite small, because the amount of energy required to maintain that is huge. The mantis do not live on the Earth. They live in a different place, and they have to visit here via portal technology.
It has been buried for thousands of years. A mystery. A secret. A threshold to the future.
The other alien creatures that are based on the Earth are the grey creatures, the small little greys. And from time to time, other alien creatures visit who are now orbiting in the solar system. These do not use a portal. They come in on a small shuttlecraft, for want of a better word. But they work with governments, and so they get proper clearance, proper landing coordinates, and their landing is properly controlled. So we have a whole range of alien creatures coming here, those that have permission and those that do not have permission.
Which government? American government?
Yes, for most of the world, the American government speaks on their behalf. It doesn't speak for China. It doesn't speak for Russia. It doesn't speak for North Korea. But nearly for every other country, the Americans speak for that government.
So they are physical beings, not beings from other dimensions.
Well, you're both of your statements are correct. If a creature lives in another dimension, in its dimension, it is physical. If I went to the fourth or the fifth dimension, those creatures would be physical in their own dimension. When they come here, if you can imagine a barrier between the third and the fourth dimension, when a creature comes through the barrier, there is a point where it can be seen from both dimensions when it is equal between third and fourth. But as it comes more into the third, it begins to take shape. And often people describe them as looking smoky or thin outlines. As it comes right into the third, it then becomes physical. So they are real physical creatures.
By telling the truth on many media, internet and television, is this a part of an agenda for them to return to us, to manifesting their presence to humanity?
No. I decided to tell the truth because I was unhappy that governments were lying to their people. I have come from a family where my mother worked for British intelligence and my grandfather worked for British intelligence, but my grandfather worked for the foreign arm of the British intelligence and my mother for the domestic arm. And so I grew up in a family that knew all about aliens, knew about how governments have lied to people. In fact, it was a joke. It was an absolute joke. Just how much lying goes on. So I felt for my mother. My biological mother was very torn because she knew the lies that were being made, but she was part of the system. She had signed what we call the Official Secrets Act. So it would have been a crime for her to tell anybody the truth. And in fact, they had said they would kill her if she told the truth. I never signed any document, so I am not under the same rules that my mother or my grandfather were. And I suppose having seen how my mother was torn apart because she wanted to tell the truth but couldn't, and I want people to know that there are aliens, that most of the things that happen around them are all part of a big plan, and that if people really knew the truth, they'd actually throw their government out. That's the reality.
Did you receive threats from people for revealing the truth?
No. The only time I had any issue was when a young woman came to me for help, and I offered that help, and it then transpired that she was part of a program from the Rothschilds.
Okay.
And she had many things wrong with her, and in order to put her right, she had to be transferred from one alien group to another, and three humans who were individuals in a secret society were very cross that they had lost control of this young woman, and that she was being given to me to make her better. And these three people were part of a satanic secret society, and they tried to, well, they rammed my car. She was in my car with me. My car was completely destroyed, but we were all right. This was not an authorized attack. It was an unauthorized attack by three people in a secret society who were absolutely furious that they'd lost control of this woman. Other than that, no.
Simon, can you describe the psychology of mantis and reptilians, if I can say psychology?
I understand your question.
Yeah.
When I am in the presence of mantis or mantid, I'm much more relaxed. I don't have to worry about what I say. I can be myself. When I am in the presence of a Draconis reptilian, I have to be very careful what I say, not just because these creatures are very stern, but the way that a Draconis thinks is based on culture and a set system of doing something. In other words, if you make a physical action or you think a certain thing, it could become offensive to the creature. With the mantis, it is far more able to cope with human culture. So neither have a sense of humor. They do not have a sense of humor, but the mantis appreciate that humor is important to humans, and the mantis will attempt to copy that, to try to make the human at ease. In other words, it is common for humans to move their hands to reinforce a statement. Italian culture, Italians always speak with their hands, but generally humans will move their hands to try to make a point stronger. So you might bang the table or you might wag your finger. The mantis will do the same, simply to try to show that they are understanding a human. The reptilians will do none of that. They do not move their hands about. Both mantis and reptilian speak telepathically, so they send information via pictures, colors, and sometimes words.
How works their society, respectively?
Yes, because both the mantis and the Draconis reptilian are in the fourth dimension, and the human culture is modeled on the reptilian culture. So what we have as a system is just copied from the reptilians. The word you're looking for is hierarchy, where one person has a higher position than another. So you have a king and a queen in my country.
And Lethe is the daughter of the regiment of Sergeant Major.
And then you have people underneath them, and so it goes down. This is absolutely the case in the reptilian. They are a king and a queen, and they have a royal family, and we call it the royal court. So that is exactly the same. And if your audience want to look up the Byzantine Empire, they will find that very closely modeled on a Draconis reptilian court. The mantis, no, they're different. They have a structure of three different grades of animal. In other words, the responsibility and roles they have. So you are either going to go into one of the three jobs. So you imagine that when you are created in this planet, you can, to a certain degree, choose the type of job you will do. In their world, you are already going to do a job before you're created. So there is no body looking for another job. There is exact number of mantis for the job that's available. So it's a very controlled society.
I am amazed by this information that our society is a copycat of the reptilian society. So, once more, David Icke was right about the profound influence of reptilian society on us.
Yes. Here's a good bit of evidence for your audience. Anybody who knows ancient history, who studied the ancient Roman Empire, knows that the Roman legion, the main unit of the Roman army, had a standard, and it was a golden eagle fixed on a bar. So we all know that the Roman legion used the eagle. But what the history books don't tell you generally, unless you really study, is that in about 250 AD, that was removed and was replaced with a dragon. And this is what most people don't know. From 250 AD onwards, the Roman standard, when going into battle, was actually called a Draconis. Actually called a Draconis, and it was the head of a dragon and a long cloth body. And when held up to the wind, the cloth body would fill out with wind and you'd have a long dragging tail. So here we have an exact influence, because you would have to say, why would the greatest empire that anyone has ever seen get away or throw away the eagle and replace it with a dragon? What was the connection? In my own country, which is made up of three parts, we call it Great Britain, there is a part of the British Isles called Wales, and the Welsh national flag is a dragon. Wherever we look, dragons play an important part, and this is because it is in all of our cultures.
This influence of reptilian on us, is this a mental hack?
Yes, of course. It is a genetic hack. It is a real physical genetic hack. If you speak to a doctor, a doctor of the human body, he or she will tell you that a part of all human brains are called the R brain, which stands for reptilian. The part of the brain in the middle is called the reptilian brain. So we have genetic parts to us which you cannot deny are reptilian.
It connects through the reptilian brain. So let's disconnect from the reptilian brain as part of breaking the spell. It feeds us fear. It has to, constantly. Fear this, fear that. Insecurity, anxiety, that's what it's doing to manipulate our perception and hold us in a low vibrational state, therefore the moon matrix. So one of the ways that we can, just on a daily basis, is disconnect from the lizard brain, and therefore what it's connecting us to, is to, simple thing, count to 50. And if you're still wound up and about to hit somebody, count another 50. Because what the reptilian brain does is it doesn't think, it reacts. That's why it's so fast. It doesn't have to think, just reacts. Now, the other parts of the brain, like the neocortex, they think things through, so it takes longer than the reptilian brain. This is why we react to something, reptilian brain, and then maybe a minute later, 2 minutes later, maybe half an hour later, the visual cortex has thought this through, and we go, oh my God, I overreacted, didn't I? Did I really say that? Oh my God.
But how can we free ourselves from these reptilian genetic influence?
We cannot free ourselves from the genetic influence, but we can free ourselves from slavery. In other words, humans need to raise their consciousness so that they can see the trickery that is being played on them. David Icke tried to do that, and when David Icke started talking about reptilians, he lost a lot of support because people could not accept what he was saying. It was just a stone thrown too far for them. However, more and more people have come forward, and so I think that more of the public are beginning to understand that what David Icke was saying was actually true, and that David Icke was not the first, but he was one of the first people who was very brave enough to explain this. So it is something that people really find hard to believe because they can't see it. And I try to help people to get to this level of understanding by giving them subjects that are physical. And one of the ways is I talk about the cat. Doesn't matter what country you're in, people will have seen a cat. I'm talking about a cat that you have in your home. Some European countries I know don't keep cats as pets. In Spain, they don't really keep pets like that. But in many European countries, we have a cat. And a cat is a mammal. It is a mammal. And so why does a mammal have an eye like a snake? Because that's what it is. A cat has an eye like a snake. And if you ask a veterinary surgeon, the veterinary surgeon will say, well, it helps the cat see at nighttime. But that's nonsense, because a cat only hunts at dawn and dusk. And an owl hunts at night, but an owl has an eye just like you and I do. So we need to understand why a cat has an eye like a snake. And what we are talking about is genetic alteration a very long time ago. Because why would a mammal have an eye like a reptile? So Charles Darwin talked about the evolution and how the survival of the fittest and the selection of species. Well, his theory doesn't explain how a mammal could give birth to another animal that had a reptile part to it. But modern science dare not talk about this because it's too frightening for them. If you are going to experiment on something, if you're going to literally start cutting something up, you don't risk everything until you are absolutely sure of your process. So before they started operating on humans and changing humans, they needed to operate on other animals. It didn't matter. So there's been a lot of experimentation. So with cats, they have an eye like a snake. Actually, they have more than that, because if your listeners are familiar with a snake called a cobra actually spits and hisses, just like a cat spits and hisses. Also, a snake has a sensing organ on its tongue called a Magellan's organ, because the guy who discovered it, Magellan, named it. A cat has exactly the same, except it's on the roof of its mouth. So here we have three exact identical objects that a cat and a snake share. How is that possible? It's possible because there was genetic alteration done, and once they understood how to manipulate a mammal, they could then start doing exactly the same thing on humans in terms of trying to make a human more reptilian. If you look at a human skin under a microscope, it actually looks like a chicken leg, because our skin is made up of tiny little cells, but it's like scales. Human skin looks like scales under a microscope. So we are created with a lot of reptilian in us.
Okay. According to you, Simon, do you think that humans will be one day ready to accept the existence of other intelligent species? Because our our material science say to us, we don't know if they exist, but they exist and they are amongst us right now. So what do you think about that?
Well, the people who run the world don't want anyone to know the truth, because knowledge is power. And if people know the truth, they start asking questions. But if you look back in our history, just 5 years ago, 10 years ago, look how humans have changed. People now are far more clever at seeing the truth. Look at all the lies that have been exposed in the last 5 years. In every Western government, the people have demanded the truth, and the government has either had to collapse and be voted out of office, or has had to start owning up and accepting responsibility. It's very hard now for Western governments to lie to their people, because human consciousness has risen to such a point that it's very difficult for anybody in power to keep a secret for very long. And I think in the next few years, there will be a very strong movement by ordinary people throughout the world to say, enough is enough. Just tell us the truth. We can cope with it, because people are much stronger than the elite think. People are ready for the truth. They deserve the truth, and they should be told it. So I'm positive for the future. I do think that we will get the truth, and we will get it within our lifetimes.
In conclusion, Simon Parks, do you have something to say to Canadian people, a message of hope, something you want to tell to us?
Yes. You, by nature of your geography, are very close to America. But you are your own people. You are a very, very proud people with a great history. You have a mixture of French and English or British. But although there are differences between the English and the British, really and truly should put aside those differences and understand that the government does not always tell the truth, neither to the British or the French. A lie is a lie, no matter what your language. So I would say to the Canadian people that they need to work as one to uncover the truth. There are many false flags that have occurred throughout the world, and some of them have occurred in Canada. Those false flags were to put pressure on your government to make your government do what the United States wanted. So be aware that just like Australia, Canada is manipulated by America. As in my country, the British are manipulated. And I'm saying that you are a very proud, strong nation, and you need to stand up for yourselves and just be as one. So that's my message. My message is be strong, seek the truth, and if you don't like what you're hearing, fight for justice. Okay.
Simon Parks, it was a privilege to speak with you today. I learned lots of new stuff. The first time I heard about reptilian, I was totally afraid, but I adapt my mind to receive more information. And I hope that what you said today in this interview will help people make choice, smart choice.
I hope so. I try and do as many interviews as I can, because it's an opportunity to get people to do their own research. If after listening to me, somebody goes and starts researching for themselves, then they have set themselves on their own journey of discovery and journey of learning. And I was happy to do this interview with you because you're a good man, because you're highly respected. And the people that will listen to your radio show will, I hope, go and research more and talk to others. So in conclusion, I will thank you, and I will thank your audience for taking the trouble to listen.
Simon Parks, go in peace, and God bless you.
God bless you too. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.